The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Welcome, everyone, to the Carolina Outdoors. Each week, we come in to break down four different segments for your listening pleasure. Of course, this program is available via the radio, the airwaves of WBT, early on a Saturday morning. It's also available wherever you may subscribe to podcasts. It's titled The Carolina Outdoors, and we're glad that you're joining us. I'm Bill Barty, right alongside Mr. Wes Lawson.
Hey, Bill, it's good to be here with you.
It's great to be here. And of course, Wes, each week we promote people getting outdoors. We try to talk about outdoor people who are making a difference, or maybe they have a story of adventure. We also talk about places to go in our Carolinas. And of course, the outdoors has never been more important than it is now for people being able to escape and stay local. That is, of course, we hang our hats at Jesse Brown's through the week. And one of the things that we have at Jesse Brown's is a great big grizzly bear who resides in Sharon Corners in our showroom. You're invited to stop by any time to visit. Another topic that we often talk about is travel. And we're going to bring those two together right now, Wes, because I'm going to ask you, we posted it up on the Jesse Brown's Facebook page that we invite all of our listeners to go check out. But did you see the article from Italy, northern Italy to be exact, about that brown bear?
You know, I did, and I was thankful that it wasn't here because that was something else. You know, to watch that father film his son coming down a mountain trail, and you see a large, pretty mature bear, I wouldn't say on his heels, but awfully close, too close for comfort.
Too close for comfort and then some. And I think the way the article went is the young boy, they were on a family vacation, and he went into this bushy area and startled or awoke a sleeping brown bear. And mature is a word for it. I would just say huge, because that brown bear looked gigantic. I don't know how many hundred pounds it was. The boy and his dad had seen a recent educational of some sort on television on how to act around bears. So this is what you will see if you go to the Jesse Brown's Facebook page where the video is posted, is you will see this young man walking very slowly away from this huge brown bear. Now, his dad keeps the camera on the entire time and films this slow walk escape that this 12-year-old boy does. Now, I'm giving you the background of the video, the dad, the slow-walking boy, but right behind this young man is this gigantic bear. And there's scrub bushes and small trees that are in the landscape. So the bear is essentially, and I think the CNN headline was, stalking this young boy.
You know, the bear was the biggest thing in the screen other than the hill. I mean, he was big. Now, if you haven't seen the video, please do, because a theme throughout this show is about being calm. It is a heck of a thing to tell you to be calm as your child is being stalked by a bear. That father was remarkable, because if he had lost his composure and his son had, the ending would have been much different. So kudos to dad in that case for really being on the ball there. And he talked his son through everything you're supposed to do. So, Bill, if you'll humor me, can we talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, certainly.
All right. So you're on your hike. You see a bear. What do you do? First of all, in the back of your mind, I want you to hold on to this one little nugget. You are not likely to be attacked by the bear. It's very uncommon. Now, it can be done. So keep your eye on that bear. Make sure it's not approaching you. If it does approach you, create space, but do so without running and without panicking. If you move too quickly, the bear will see you as prey. If you become prey, it is your only job now is to fight as strong as you can. Be vicious. Don't stop. If the bear is making swatting noises and gestures and grunting and making gestures like that, he or she is telling you that it wants space. So you can give it space by backing away, but also make yourself big and loud. If you're in a group, get somewhat close together, look like a large wall. If you can move uphill from the bear, do that. Don't move downhill if at all possible. Don't climb trees. Act as one super big organism. Make noise, scare it away. Don't throw things unless you have to. Don't leave food. That's just going to make it worse. If it continues to follow you, change your direction, but don't give ground. Also, I'll say it again, don't run and don't separate yourselves from one another or from any kind of obstacle. So you want to continue to put yourself in the most defensive position. Do not play dead. Don't be a victim in that regard.
Well, that reminds me of that joke. I guess it's inappropriate now that I look at it, where the two men were going to Alaska and the one man was packing his running shoes, and his buddy asked why, and he said, "So if that bear comes, I can outrun you." I guess that's not the way it goes about. We're going to talk a lot about safety, but go check out that video for entertainment. It was a happy ending. The bear lost interest, moved on, and went somewhere else. And the little boy asked his dad, "Dad, did you get that picture?" Of course he did. Stay tuned for more of the Carolina Outdoors with Wes Lawson there, Bill Bartee here, the Outdoor Guys.